Insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, hello and welcome. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. And in this edition of the program, we'll have a look at some of the contents of Surah Ankabut. So now let's listen to the 45th verse of this chapter.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
أُتْلُ مَا أُوحِيَ إِلَيْكَ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةِ إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ تَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ وَلَذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ مَا تَصْنَعُونَ.
Recite, O Muhammad, what has been revealed to you of the book, and establish prayer. Indeed, prayer prohibits immorality and wrongdoing, and the remembrance of Allah is greater, and Allah knows that which you do.
So, regarding this verse, in the previous episodes, you may have been with us, we mentioned that it says, recite that which has been revealed to you of the book, أُتْلُ مَا أُوحِيَ إِلَيْكَ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةِ and establish the prayer, إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ تَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ. Verily, prayer keeps one away from indecency and evil. So, regarding these aspects, we mentioned that why is it so important to establish the prayers, and why this action is repeated several times during day and night even. So when the man gets up in the morning, he is drowned in the remembrance of Allah. At midday, when he is busy with the material life, he is summoned by the Almighty Allah. Even at the end of the day, at the beginning of the night, he has to go to see and remember the Almighty Allah. So while he's preparing himself for establishing prayer, he also has to observe some prerequisites like washing himself, purifying himself, sending away unlawful things, and then get ready to go towards him. So that's why all these affairs, they act as impediments, and they work against that indecency, that evil that we might actually encounter. As much as every prayer contains the conditions of perfection and the essence of worship, these prayers keep one away from indecency and evil. So sometimes it is a general and inclusive prohibition, and sometimes it is a limited and partial prohibition that we might encounter. But it is often impossible that someone keeps up prayer, but it affects him nothing, even when his prayer is untrue, even if he is sinful. This kind of prayer, of course, might have a very little effect, and if such persons did not keep up that very prayer, they would be more polluted than that. And there are many people who have experienced this, but to be more clear, this prohibition from indecency and evil has many degrees. It is relative, and according to observing its conditions, every prayer might deserve some of these degrees. So when the verse says, إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ تَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ, different kinds of prayers might have different kinds of effects to different levels. So let us have a break and we'll be back regarding this verse.
إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ تَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ وَلَذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ مَا تَصْنَعُونَ.
So, dear listeners, now that we have discussed some of the aspects of this verse, let us have a look at some of the traditions. For example, this tradition indicates that the Prophet of Islam, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, once said that the five ritual prayers is like a stream with flowing wholesome water at the door of the house of one of you, in which he washes himself five times a day. And then there will remain no dirt over his body. That's how important this action is, to be repeated five times during the day. Imam Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salam has also said that, I recommend you to prayer and protecting it, because verily it is the best deed and it is the pillar of your religion. So we recite also in a tradition from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that a young man from the helpers or the Ansar once established prayer with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam while he was polluted with some ugly sins. Some persons went to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and told him his circumstance. Prophet said, verily his prayer will finally purify him from his pollutions one day. So this is the very effect of prayer, and it is so important that some Islamic traditions refer to it as the criterion of the accepted prayer and non-accepted prayer. For instance, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, the one who likes to know whether his prayer has been accepted or not, he should see whether his prayer has hindered him from indecency and evil. Then, with the same scale that it has hindered him, his prayer is accepted from him. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at EnglishRadio@irib.ir. Until the next program, take care.
Things always worked for me, worry ends when faith begins.